Only when you lead yourself with discipline, you can lead others well consistently. Why do so many people find self-discipline so difficult? Without intrinsic motivation, it can be difficult to muster the necessary discipline. Oh no! And again, I didn't go to work out. Although I put it into my diary and I was so firmly intending to go to the gym this morning before starting to work, and I simply did not do it. Or, oh no! And again, I so firmly committed not to have any chocolate in my evening TV session, and again, I simply didn't manage to resist. I had chocolate. Why on earth am I not more self-disciplined? Unquote. Just to illustrate two examples from my own life when I am really annoyed with myself. Do you know these moments as well? When you plan to do something? When you really firmly believe that's exactly what I should be doing and I want to do it next morning and I don't? Do you know these moments? Unfortunately, I do. But it's all right. I'm human, so I make mistakes. But that's exactly why I have chosen to share with you some thoughts about self-discipline in today's Lightwolf podcast. And by the way, a warm welcome wherever you are listening right now.
Self-leadership, intensive.
Whether it's not jogging in the morning as I intended, whether it's avoiding chips at night, whether it's not going to the workout as often as planned, I have some of these moments when I firmly plan to do something and I sometimes do and I sometimes don't. One of the most important and at the same time most challenging tasks in leadership is self-discipline. Only when you lead yourself with discipline, you can lead others well consistently. So far, so good. But I also find it difficult. I sometimes find it difficult to lead myself. Sometimes I just don't feel like it. Then my little inner bastard comes along and wants to lead me astray. It can be really difficult. Today's episode is another part of our self-leadership series. And today I'm going to talk about self-discipline. And you'll find out why. Why do so many people find self-discipline so difficult? And how can you be more disciplined in your own daily life? Let's tackle the first one first. So why is it so difficult to be consistently self-disciplined? It could be related to one of the following factors. Number one, distractions. Distractions, yeah? We firmly intend to do something. Let's pick an example. Assume I am a sales manager and I've planned my day into two blocks. From 9 to 1, I want to work on my sales strategy for the following year. Not doing any sales work, not being there for clients, just doing strategy work. But already at 9:10, 10 minutes after I've started working on strategy, there is this one little email popping in from this new lead that we so proudly acquired, and we had great conversations and already very good negotiations with that client. So the last thing missing is that one piece of information from the client side. And there it comes. There is the email. I have to briefly look at it. So I focus my attention away from the task at hand called sales strategy, and I look at my email. And I suddenly spend 10, 15, 20 minutes receiving the confirmation, new client gained, they want to sign the order, they're happy to work with us, and they have the following three little questions. And I quickly, it's not that much time, right? I quickly answer those little questions, share a few more details with my team to complete the order. And zack, looking at my watch, 20 minutes gone. And that's just one example. It might be that I do this again once or twice in the morning. I allow things I like to defocus my attention from those things that are right this morning, right? So distractions, they can come from preferable tasks, from work we like so much, like completing a deal with a new client. They can come from social media that constantly tries to grab our attention, those TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, or other channels, competing for your attention. And while this might be really interesting, it might be really important as well, they try to distract you. They try to distract you in a way that is really annoying. Yeah? And it just defocuses your attention away from what you want to do and from what is right into those things that are just very nice to have and indulging yourself. Distractions, social media, less important tasks, unloved activities that you simply don't like doing, but they are important and they try to distract your attention. So that's topic number one that might make it hard to be self-disciplined. Distractions. Another potential area that might make it hard to be as self-disciplined as we want to be is lack of motivation. Without clear personal goals, without intrinsic motivation, it can be difficult to muster the necessary discipline. You simply don't see any or enough point, enough purpose. You don't see enough why you should be doing what in fact you've said you would be doing this morning. So lack of motivation could be another root cause for lack of self-discipline. And a third one could be unattainable, too high, or unclear goals. Unattainable, too high goals that are not really well defined from the get-go can be frustrating if they are practically impossible to achieve in the time available and with the resources you have at your disposal. An example from my own career. Even though my teams have met or even sometimes exceeded their targets quite regularly throughout the vast majority of my career, I still remember in an exceptional year the feeling of having unattainable targets imposed on me. I felt chained down, handcuffed, powerless. And although we did everything we could as a team to fight for and achieve every part of the goal that was humanly possible, that year was simply frustrating on that mark because the goal, I think, was almost unattainable from the get-go. But it is precisely when times are difficult that we need a high level of self-discipline and preferably a constant routine. But how do we do that? How do you turn high self-discipline into a routine? Here are a few tips for you. Number one, set small achievable milestones. Break your big goal into small manageable steps, into small achievable milestones. Get them done and then celebrate small successes to ensure continuous motivation. Based on all my experience in any company I've ever been employed by or worked for as a consultant, trainer, coach, keynote speaker, every single bit of company I met showed me people who want to be part of successful teams. They want to belong to success. They want to belong to teams that they are proud to be part of. And they need appreciation for good performance, good development, or strong results. You can give it to them if you break down your big vision, your big goal, into small, achievable milestones, sub-goals, and then celebrate them when they are reached. So idea number one, small, achievable milestones. Tip number two, establish fixed routines. Develop daily habits and clearly structure your day to automatically act in a disciplined way. There is a very simple, maybe mundane way to think about work. It has two phases. Phase one, plan your work. Phase two, work your plan. That's a thought I frequently think, often at the beginning of my work. Before I start the day, I just plan my work, or I replan my work, because things might have happened, things might have changed. There might be a bigger opportunity or an urgency, or there may be a required change on client side that just requires the client to reschedule a commitment they made with me. So reacting in the morning to what happened overnight, to what happened in the last 24 hours, and then plan your work, then work your plan. Or another one that helps me get to better routines. It's the 70-20-10 planning idea. 70-20-10 in this context for me means define your 3 to 4 essential priorities for making the next year successful. Not 5 or 10. The essential 3 is ideal. What are the essential 3 priorities to achieve next year's goals? And then 70. Ensure that you, yourself, and your team invest 70% of your time at your disposal into those 3 essential topics. Then 20%. 20% into priority B. These topics are not part of your essential focus, but they are important enough to be done, to deserve your time. Yeah? So these priorities B deserve 20% of your time. And then 10% of your time you keep free. You just don't plan. You don't plan any time activity into this, because you do need time to relax, to reflect, and to react to unplanned, unforeseeable things that you now want to react to, but that requires time. So if you allocate 10% of your work week unallocated with you time and put it into the diary, that's you time blocked for you to reflect and to react, then I think you have a much higher probability of having a productive week. So trick number two here is 70-20-10. 70 into the 3 essentials, 20 into priority B, and 10% of your time kept free to think, reflect, and react. Then another simple trick coming out of my private life. The example is my hairdresser appointments. I've made it a habit, copied from Tanya, copied from my wife. I made it a habit whenever I leave my hairdresser to not just schedule the next one, but the next 2 appointments. So I early on have clarity, consistency, and peace of mind for my next 2 dates rather than just my next 1 date. Yeah. So what I've made a habit is that whenever there are reoccurring meetings, I plan 2 or 3 in advance so that I have peace of mind. And the last trick that helps me be more productive is think with the end in mind. Yeah? One of the 7 habits of highly effective people, Stephen Covey, a brilliant book. Think with the end in mind. So when I plan my work in my calendar, I don't write down what I do in that hour. I write down the result I want to get out of that 1 hour. So for example, when I'm doing podcast work, I don't write, plan a podcast, but I write down in that time, have the outline for podcast number 27 this year done, ready for production. Right? So this is a slight little trick that focuses my mind on getting to results rather than investing time to be busy. And whenever I do it, I'm more productive. Yeah? So these are a few practical tips for you that have worked for me. Maybe one or the other will work for you. Tip number 3 on how to increase self-discipline. Self-reflection and adaptation. Reflect regularly on your progress and analyze what's working well and what is not working well. Adapt your strategies and learn from setbacks to continuously improve. Yeah? Regularly take some time to reflect what's working, what's not working, what should I make a new routine and do more of, and what should I change. And tip number 4, accountability partners. Some people need external support to build routines. They benefit from partners who constantly remind them of their responsibility for routines and disciplines. Partners who support them, who help them overcome their inner bastard when they can't do it on their own. These partners are accountability partners. My own example. Yes, I think I do have strengths, but I also have weaknesses. One of them is that sometimes in the heat of the day and when I'm getting into flow, when I'm getting into passion, I just lose track of time. I'm totally in the flow and in the heat of the moment, I just lose track of time. I once had a role in the corporate world with responsibility for a lot of people. Yeah? We were a team of 6 leading Europe, leading 22 countries and 12,000 people in the organization. Sometimes it happened to me that I just stopped paying attention to time during important, complex meetings with lots of potential to improve performance, to improve people's development. I simply overlooked the fact that I was actually expected already in the next meeting since 5 minutes. And when that had happened a few times, and when I discovered the mistake I was doing regularly, that's when I asked my assistant to come speak to me in the meeting room 5 minutes before the end of predictably intense meetings. And then I knew it was time to wrap up, it was time to finish. This seemingly small reminder from my assistant had a big impact on me and helped me to behave professionally and use time efficiently and to treat the time of others who were waiting for me with the respect that they and their time deserves. At this time, I would be very interested to know, have you ever worked with an accountability partner? Vote yes or no on Spotify now. And feel free to share your experiences in the comments. You can find the survey on Spotify directly below this episode. It takes you less than 2 minutes. I would highly appreciate if you were to contribute and participate. And that concludes today's episode on the topic of self-discipline. So in a nutshell, my 4 best tips for you on how to be more self-disciplined. Set small, achievable milestones. 2, establish fixed routines. 3, self-reflection and adaptation. And 4, accountability partners. I hope you enjoyed this. Within this self-leadership series, I have already talked about self-reflection, time management, and willpower. You can find all of those episodes via the search function on Spotify within this podcast. If you ever enter the keyword self-leadership, you can listen to all of those episodes at any time. And I would highly appreciate your feedback if you had any to share with me. I would really love to hear from you. Because self-leadership is the foundation of good leadership, it's so important. And that's exactly why I'm doing this format for all of us. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you found something worth your time, worth to think about, maybe even worth trying out. I hope you've enjoyed it. I thank you for your time. And I already now look forward to having you here again in the Lightwolf podcast, hopefully soon. Take care. Thank you. And speak soon. Your Stefan.